Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, former Saints wide receiver Lance Moore. Lance, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you guys for having me. Let's get to it, man.
Lance, you were here before Sean, and a lot of people don't realize that. You were here before Coach Payton took over as the head coach, and we saw the evolution of you as a player and how you fit so well into what Sean wanted to do offensively. We had Zach Strief on, and he said he thought the biggest measure of Coach Payton's success was his ability to change with the times as the players sort of changed with the times. Your thought, you saw the early Sean, and then you saw the later Sean, and now you're covering it from the media from another standpoint. Your thoughts on the evolution of Sean as the head coach in New Orleans?
You know, I was just on with ESPN in Baton Rouge probably an hour ago, and I said that exact thing, that he was such a stern and hard-nosed, lunch pail-type coach all the way back in 2006, and for good reason, right? He's trying to build something special, kind of weed out the guys that don't fit what exactly he was trying to do. And to see him in the last several years turn into more of a fun, loving players coach. And obviously, like Zach said, I mean, he changed along with the players because he understood and he understands people and human nature and psychology as well. I mean, he's such a well-read and studied person that he knew that he had to change along with the times, and that evolution was beautiful to see. And it, as a player, a former player, it's like, man, I wish I played for that guy. Like, that's a completely different guy than the one that I coached that was super stern on the sideline and still yelling and dog cussing guys when they're running off the field. Like, that's a completely different coach these days. But you know what? It's a completely different player, and he gets that.
Well, you know, Lance, you could be old school, new school. If I put you in the slot and you're getting open, and that's all that matters. At times, you might say, different individuals you're counting on, and it depends who's the quarterback and all that. But I think the Houdat Nation always appreciates you because what you brought to the table. I'm not saying you were an overachiever, but I know you maximized your talents. And we need more players like you to contribute to the passing game.
Lance, adding to what Bobby says, what Sean was great at was moving you outside and putting Kostin in the slot too.
Yeah, to be flexible.
And how flexible he was with the talent he had on hand.
Well, yeah. I mean, Sean is one of the most innovative offensive minds that we've ever seen in the National Football League. He did things differently. He was one of the first coaches that I can remember that was constantly changing personnel groupings, getting different guys on the field, keeping the defense on their heels and not giving them any kind of read or indicator as to what was happening. And yeah, as a receiver, shoot, we all love being able to move around because potentially that could give us more opportunity with the defense is not being able to get a read on what we're doing. And yeah, I mean, he was great at sometimes drawing things in the dirt on the sideline of a game, and you know what? He called a play, and it would work, and everybody would be like, man, this guy is a freaking genius. Just such a bright offensive mind and great leader of men. He's definitely going to be missed. obviously as the head coach of the Saints, but
yeah,
you know, you cannot put a price on someone's mental health. And I don't think he would have come to this conclusion or this decision without really seriously considering, you know, his options and what he truly, truly Man. Feels in his heart is necessary.
Well, because we ain't got no damn quarterback. come on, if we had Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or Deshaun Watson in-house, Sean ain't freaking calling this press conference. No, he don't know about Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill and all, was the future. I mean, I'm keeping it real. I'm telling you, if we had those cats in-house going forward, Sean ain't retiring now. I mean, he's going to go forward. He has 3 years left in his contract. Now he's going to go do TV. And then if he wants to come back to the NFL, you get compensation for him. No, it doesn't matter to Trigger Man. I mean, I'm just going to keep it real. And all I know is Lance, the future or the next head coach, I don't care whether it's Dennis Allen, Aaron Glenn, or somebody outside, but it's hard to be the man when you follow the man. If you know what I'm talking about. I mean, come on. Look at the Dolphins. They're trying to replace two guys. Who's the next Dan Marino or Don Shula? I mean, right. When you think about that. So, you know, so when you look at that, that's a big challenge. I mean, Sean is like, you can make a Mardi Gras float and make him like a figurehead. He is truly that impactful, what he's done for the Saints over 16 years. Because you don't normally last that long. If you last a decade, that's impressive. I mean, it's even a Jeff Fisher. I told Mike to tell you this. You look at Jeff Fisher in the transition. Houston Oilers, Tennessee Titans, and he parlays that to go to the Rams. He lasted 17 years, but he was part of the transition. That's unbelievable. That's why Sean always said, and I think Lance, you would agree with this, 21st century. Who was the poster child? Belichick and Tom Brady. Okay, what are they doing? I want to copy that. And you know what? If you look at it, Sean Payton and Drew Brees, their 15-year relationship yielded the second most wins by a head coach and a quarterback duo. Only, okay, it's Belichick, Brady, Payton, Brees, Tomlin, Roethlisberger, Don Shula, Marino, Chuck Nolan, Terry Bradshaw. I mean, that doesn't happen by accident. That's what we've witnessed. That's not an opinion. That's fact.
Lance, your thoughts on this, because you were in those meeting rooms. You were around this. The relationship he had with Drew, it was a special one because a lot of times—
Magical.
People who are at the top of their professions, there's a little friction there. And we saw it happen at the end with the Patriots, with Bill, and with Tom. But— You were there. Sort of give everybody a little insights on that relationship from your standpoint with Sean and Drew Brees.
It seems like you never had that, Lance.
Yeah, I mean, look, first, Bobby, I totally agree with you. If Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, I don't think Sean is having that press conference today. But that's not the reality, right? We don't have him as our quarterback, and there's still so much uncertainty as far as the cap. Who's going to be available? What is it going to take to land one of these guys? And I think with that uncertainty, I think that just basically helped Sean make that decision. But yeah, just to your guys' question about Sean and Drew. I mean, to me, a lot of times when there's a quarterback and a coach, one is obviously the superior and the other is the subordinate, right? Like the coach is the guy that's the figurehead and the quarterback listens. But to me, a lot of times in those meetings, they almost felt like peers, like they were brothers, like they were on the same level. And Sean allowed the dialogue to be as such. If Drew had something of a concern or something that he really liked, Sean was always open to that. And that level of communication and trust in one another, I think that was a big part of them being able to be so successful together. And then you add to that, right, you compare it to a Brady and Belichick situation. Well, Sean's first head coaching gig was here in New Orleans. Who was his big-time player and quarterback when he first got there? That's Drew Brees. Belichick was a head coach long before Tom Brady came to the NFL.
Yep.
He had been coaching in the NFL forever. So,
man, okay, Lance, you probably were a little boy. Bill Belichick did win jack with the Browns. I mean, I played against Bill Belichick.
But he was the head coach, though.
No, he was the head coach, and then Nick Saban, secondary coach. That they all got, they're out of there. They didn't win nothing with the Browns. To the trigger man doesn't matter. It's that combination of that head coach and quarterback to truly be special, I believe.
Don't we look at Andy Reid different today because of Mahomes?
Oh, without a doubt.
Instead of Alex Smith. Nothing against Alex, but hasn't that level been raised because of Patrick Mahomes with Andy Reid?
Yeah.
100%. I mean, if you want to say it, that Patrick Mahomes is the standard. And, you know, that's what every single team is going to be looking at. You know, how can we get the next Patrick Mahomes? But it's silly because Aaron Rodgers has been doing this for a long time, a lot longer than Patrick Mahomes. And last I checked, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is probably going to win the MVP again this year. So there's still some really good veteran players. But, you know, like you guys said, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is going to be the standard moving forward.
Well, look at Sean McDermott with the Bills. Aren't you in charge of the defense? You got the number one defense. You got 13 seconds. Come on, you got Jared Allen. I mean, Sean McDermott, you got the right quarterback. Come on, they screwed the pooch on that.
On the special teams. Kick that ball as a squib kick and take a few seconds on that clock.
And special teams. Lance was always part of special teams because he would never fumble a punt.
Don't give you no credit, Lance, for a return guy. Come on.
No, he was going to catch it.
Matter.
No, he's going to catch it. He's not going to. Look at the Packers and how that yielded to the 49ers.
All year long, it's been a cluster.
Come on.
Special teams.
I mean, if you're old school, Lance, going forward, now you might look at what's sexy and the Rams, and you look at Joe Burrow and the Bengals, Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. You know what's old school? And the NFL don't want this because the freaking Jimmy G and the 49ers, how all of a sudden, how about if they win and Jimmy G doesn't even have like 25 passing attempts? Or it's like below that. I mean, it's amazing. I look at the 49ers, how that's kind of old school football, how they win.
It's old school. But you know what? They're built to win in the playoffs because
yes. –
They're gonna be physical on both sides of the ball. They're gonna control the time of possession and the clock by running the football, and then they're gonna play hard nosed defense. They're not gonna give up anything cheap. They're gonna make you earn every single point that you score, and they're gonna be able to turn the ball over. I mean, they have exactly what it takes, and then they've got a super dynamic playmaker and game changer on offense and Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk is finally playing well, and Jimmy G basically just doesn't have to – just don't screw it up, and you guys have a chance to win, and they found a way to win.
Well, and you know, Lance, before we go to the break, let me tell you, Deebo Samuel,
he's been awesome.
Okay, he's supposed to be a receiver, but he can hang with the running backs. Oh, well, what does Deebo Samuel do for that team? You want to talk about a dog. We always said who's hard, who's a dog. Deebo Samuel. And, I mean, he's unbelievable.
And think about it. The Bengals have stole a page out of the 49ers playbook. They doing some of the same thing with Jamar.
But he ain't no Deebo Samuel.
No, he don't run.
He can't run. I'm not talking about pass receiver, but running.
But they're using him on those jet sweeps and stuff, too.
Yeah, but Deebo Samuel.
Deebo Samuel's a big man.
Like
he's well built.
He's like beast mode.
Yeah, he is. It's impossible for a defensive coordinator to really know how to game plan for him when he's on the football field.
Right.
Like, sometimes he's in the game and he's the running back. Sometimes he's in the game and he's the slot receiver. Sometimes he's in the game and he's the outside guy. Then they motion him into the backfield. I mean, they do so many different things with him. Everybody knows in certain situations he's getting the ball and he's still making plays. He's making people miss. He's getting big games. He's been one of the best players, obviously, throughout the season. But in the playoffs, I mean, he's got to be up there as the most important player for sure in the playoffs.
Lance, that's a good comment. I really believe that. As far as important person, what he means to that football team, you're absolutely right. Lance, thanks so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. And one thing I'll say about Hebert, he can talk almost as much as Fletcher can.
Well, the only thing is we need more Lance Moore in a Saints uniform. If we have that, we're going to be all right. Because if it hits it, if it hits his hands, he's going to catch it.
Thank you, Lance. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Lance.
Lance Moore, former Saints wide receiver.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.